So, I've been watching a little bit of glory hole porn lately, and it reminded me of a story. I've told a few people this before, but I figured this would be a good subject for a ramble fab. Tell the story to everybody. This happened when I was younger, when I was about 21. Now, you have to remember, this is before the internet, so porn was nowhere near as readily available as it is today. You actually had to get magazines or videos from a store. And in our area, we had one of those stores, an adult bookstore. I don't even remember the name of it. I just remember as a teen, we would drive by it, and I would see it there off of an overpass. And, being a teenage boy, wondering, what wonders lie within. Of course, not knowing how skeezy most adult bookstores like that actually are. But it was this object of wonder as a teenager. Later on, when I was 21, I had a wonderful confluence of factors that led into this story. I was old enough. B, I had my own transportation. C, I had my own money. And D, I had a day off. Up to this point, I had been mildly bi-curious. Nothing big. Just the occasional thought, watching porn, looking at the guy's dick, and wondering, why should women be the only ones that get to do that? Surely it wouldn't be a big deal to suck a dick. And I would wonder what it would feel like to have a dick in my mouth. Just a little bit. No big homosexual fantasies or anything like that. Just curiosity about what it would be like to have a dick in my mouth. And I didn't really spend much time or much energy on it. It wasn't something I pursued. On this particular day, I realized I had all of these factors in alignment, and I decided now was my time to find out what lay within the doors of this place. So I hopped in my car and I drove out there. Of course, I was nervous as fuck going in, being a naive young man. Didn't know what to expect when I got in there. And I step in, greeted by, of course, that usual adult bookstore smell of disinfectant and dust, I guess. It was a lot to take in. You had lingerie over here on one side, then over here there's shelves and shelves of dildos and vibrators, then there's videos and magazines, and then, most tantalizingly of all, a darkened hallway leading from the back into the back area. Now, this particular place was a little different because not only did it have the video booths that one associates with places like this, it also had a little bit of a juice club on top. So it basically had a strip club up top and then the porn shop below. I didn't feel like going to the strip club the day, especially in the middle of the day, because that's just weird. So after poking around the front area, I finally worked up my courage, got some change, got some ones and fives, and I went back into the video area. Now, I had seen a little porn about what could happen in these booths. I knew what a glory hole was, and part of me was secretly hoping there would be one there. As I walked back in there, those thoughts came back to mind. And I was wondering to myself, if I had the opportunity, would I actually suck a dick today? Well, as I would find out, the answer to that question would be most definitely yes. Now, there were no proper glory holes in these. The law enforcement in the area was kind of an ass about it, so they didn't have anything that you could actually put a dick through. There were little peepholes that were drilled between the booths, and they left those alone. No big deal. One booth even had a square cut out of it and covered in plexiglass, specifically so that the people in those two booths could watch each other. And that's the booth I found myself in first. So I went in, I was on my own, and put the money in the machine, started the porn up, and of course, one doesn't just stand there and watch the porn. You get your dick out, and you start stroking right there. Some complimentary tissues off to the side, as if those were going to get used. I don't even remember the porn that I was watching. All I remember was, as I was stroking my hard cock, and considering where I was, my eyes were glued to the cock of the man on the screen. There were gorgeous women playing with him. I don't even remember the details, but it's porn, you know. Not a lot of plot going on there. But my eyes were glued to it. Watching the women run their tongues and mouths over the head. Found myself licking my lips and wondering what that felt like. Yeah, I was so lost in this, I didn't notice somebody step into the booth next door. Well, whoever that was really liked what they saw when they looked through that little plexiglass window. Next thing I know, I look over and there's an older gentleman with his own cock in hand. He has a movie going, of course, because you have to be in one of those booths, but he's not paying attention to it. His attention's on me. And he is riveted to watching me stroke my dick. And I'm kind of liking this a lot. So I pretend like I'm still watching the movie, but out of the corner of my eye, I'm watching this guy stroke his cock for me. Stroke at me. I can't remember. Actually, I do remember. The surprise when I saw him start to come. There was no use of tissues here. He just started blasting right against the window, just coating that sheet of plexiglass with cum. And I remember getting such a charge, seeing that another man came so hard, just looking at my dick. And he thought it was so hot that it made him come. I didn't stay much longer in that particular booth after that. I didn't leave or anything like that. I just went to a different booth, kind of still secretly hoping I would find an actual hole. Of course, I didn't know at the time that I wouldn't. I went from one booth to the next, then I found one that was kind of towards the end, away from the door. This one definitely had some peepholes in it on both sides. And as before, I put my money in, got the movie going, and I hear people get into the booths on either side, left and the right. I'm rock hard at this point because I'm expecting that there'll be eyes at those peepholes watching me, and I want them to watch me again, and I want them to come watching me again. The guy on the left does. I can see his eye peeking through, and I make sure he gets a good view as I stroke. I can hear the telltale sounds of a guy coming over there from the left. After he came, he dipped out of the booth. Then nothing from the right yet. So I continue for a few minutes. I focus on the movie again. Again, watching the cock on the screen. Still watching straight porn. I haven't quite got to the point where I'm watching gay porn yet. But I'm still watching these women slobber and suck all over this beautiful cock. And the more I watch it, the more I think I want to do that. I really want to do that. And the next thing I know, I hear this whisper. Psst. Coming from the view holes over to the right. And I look over and there's a little piece of paper being pushed through one of the holes. And I take it and I read it. And it's just a short little note. And all it says is, "Let me suck your cock." And my heart jumped into my throat because I realized I was actually at that decision point, because it would be so easy just to say yes. And I would have another man in here putting my cock in his mouth, but also realizing in the back of my head that would also mean that I would get what I've been wanting all day. Am I ready for this? Am I actually ready to do this? And on a whim, I just said, "Fuck it," and I said, "Yes." I whispered back to him through the hole, "Yes. Come suck my cock." And then I hear the door to the other booth open. And I unlock the door to mine. Pulling my pants up for just a second so that if there's anybody out there. And this other man just quickly steps in and locks the door behind him. Awkward moment at first because, I mean, how do you greet each other at this point? "Hey, how you doing?" No, that doesn't work. So, of course, we just turn back to what's on screen. I take a deep breath and push my pants back down, let my cock back out. Watching the action on the screen again with my eyes riveted on the cock. And clearly he has the same idea. Didn't take very long, you know, about 30 seconds or so of us watching that to get comfortable, I guess. And that's when he just got down on his knees and slipped me into his mouth. I had never touched another man's penis before, and none had ever touched mine. And here I was, with another man sucking on me, trying to please me with his mouth, wanting my cum. Oh, it felt so good. It felt good, but all I could think about was I wanted it in my mouth. I don't really come very well from oral. At this stage, I was certainly, I had no idea what would affect me, what I didn't know I liked yet. It felt fantastic, but that wasn't getting me to the edge at all. As he started getting a little tired, I realized it was my chance. I pulled out of his mouth and made him stand up. And I dropped to my knees on that nasty adult bookstore porn shop floor. God knows how many men had come on that floor before I got there. Who knows how often they cleaned it. I didn't care at the moment. There could be days of other men's cum on that floor. And it didn't matter to me one whit. as I was on my knees and I was staring down another man's cock for the first time in my life. Oh, I fucking wanted it. It was the perfect cock for that, too. Not too big. Not too small. Just right. The big hard head on it. And he was shaved perfectly smooth. Which was unusual, because manscaping really wasn't a thing at the time. But there was not a single hair to get in my way. Or for me to pick out of my mouth. It was just smooth, hard skin. And I just stared at it for a moment. Steeling my nerves. Before I leaned in and ran my tongue over the head. And from that moment, there was no stopping me. Once I had his cock in my mouth, I knew that's where I wanted it to be. I started exploring. I'd never sucked a cock before. So I started playing, doing different things to see what he liked, what reacted. Running my tongue over the head, squeezing, stroking the base, sucking, licking it. Anything, anything. I loved it. I loved the feel of his dick in my mouth. Well, these days, I'm a dom, without question. But in that moment right there, I was feeling so subby. I was feeling so submissive. On my knees, letting another man push his cock into my mouth. I tried taking him into my throat, but I didn't know how to do that. God damn it, I tried. I was just overcome with the need to please this cock. To hear him moan because of what I was doing to him. Because of the way I fondled his balls. The way I sucked on the head. The way I tongued the hole in the end. I wanted his cum. Of course, I thought it wasn't in my head yet. I just wanted to please him. The cum didn't even enter my mind until a few minutes later. It wasn't too much longer before he started grabbing at my hair and pushing his cock in, telling me how he was about to come. And in that instant, I knew what I was going to do. I'd come this far. I was going to go the whole way. It was all or nothing at this point. All or fucking nothing. I sucked so hard on that cock. I wanted that cum. I wanted to know what it felt like, what it tasted like. How would it feel in my mouth? What was the texture like? How would it feel going down my throat? And I wanted him to come in my mouth. I wanted him to fill my mouth. And I felt like such a slut. And I loved it. Oh, fuck, I loved it. I loved being a fucking slut. Finally, he did. It wasn't what I expected. I figured, oh, it would, like, flow into my mouth or trickle in. But no. I just remember sucking. It's 1 minute my mouth is empty, and then the next it's instantly full. Yes, I swallowed it all. Every bit of it. Every fucking drop. I swallowed every ounce of that man's cum. And I liked it. I liked it. I was so stunned in the moment that what I had just done. because there was no protection. I had no idea who this guy was. I didn't even know his name. All I knew was I wanted to suck his dick. And I did. And I sucked his fucking dick. And I swallowed his gum. I could taste him on my tongue. And he dipped pretty quickly after that. I don't even remember his face, but I sure remember his cock. It took a little bit to process. After that, I left the place. Headed out to my car, I drove home. The taste of another man's semen on my tongue. Just coming to grips with what I just done and what I learned about myself. But you know what? A few days later, I was back. And I did it again. I did it 5 times that summer. 5 complete and utter strangers. All met in those dark, nerdy video moves of that same porn store. No names. No idea who we are. No condoms. No cares. Just more cock in my mouth. Different guys. There's an older guy who insisted on getting completely naked for me to suck him. There's a smaller guy who was really enamored with my cock. Stood behind me and squeezed my cock with his hand, played with my nipples. Which was a new feeling for me. Much less from another man. I had a whisper in my ear. Asked me if I wanted to fuck him. I didn't even think. I just said yes. I wanted to fuck him. Sadly, I didn't get to. I just sucked him off, and then he took off like the others did, as expected.